I kind of feel like the fellow that said, you know, you go to college and learn all kinds of things to do, how to officiate services and do sermons and all kinds of stuff. And in his first baptism, he had was out there in the river, and this big guy, 6'6" and 250 pounds, came out to be baptized. And he said, I just forgot what to say. So my mind went blank, he said. So he said, I said, the first thing that came to my mind, I put my hands like this, and I says, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, drink ye all of it. And he put him down in the water. So anyway, we make mistakes sometimes, don't we? All right. Well, this passage here in Joshua is something we've been doing in Sunday school. And we've been in this chapter for about 6 months, I think. Haven't got a chapter one yet. So we take our time not to be brought up here. But I just wanted to bring some of that out. Jack suggested that, and I think that's a good idea. Joshua is taking over the helm as leadership. And Moses is buried now and gone. And so God encourages Joshua here a lot. And a lot of this passage is here. What I want to focus on, though, especially to me, is his officers encourages him. And I'm going to kind of follow a little outline that I got from Warren Wiersbe. You know, Joshua's just told him, he's taking over the helm. He said, okay, in 3 days we're going to go and we're going to go across the Jordan. So he's got all these commanders in front of him. You got to go throughout this and that. And then he addresses two other tribes that are there that decided they want to stay on this side of the Jordan, not go across. And he tells them that they need to, you can stay here. Well, you've already got permission to do that, but you're supposed to help us when we get into Canaan first. When we've conquered the land, then you can go back to your place. And may God bless you and enjoy yourself there. What I want to focus on is the last part, though, the commander's response, which is really amazing here, what they said. Starting with verse 16, and they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whatsoever thou sendest us we will go. According to as we hearken unto Moses, in all things we will hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. What an amazing thing here. Quickly, four ways that these guys encouraged Joshua. Number one, they encouraged him by assuring him that he had their complete obedience. That's important. The whole point of that lesson was that God expects obedience. He wants obedience. The only way things are going to advance for the kingdom of God if there will be obedience. Whatever you say, will tell us. And I will tell you the first thing Joshua told him, you're supposed to march around this big building here, this big walls, seven times every day. That may kind of seem, well, that's a little strange. Why would you want to do that? It doesn't matter. God said to do it, so you do it. So obedience is so important to that. These commanders are saying, we have no hidden agenda. We want to do what you say because we believe you are God's chosen person. That's really an awesome thing. Another way that they encouraged him was that they would pray for him. You know, in verse 17, that really is a prayer that they're saying here to him. According as we hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. To me, I see this as that Moses was here for a time, but they're not looking to Moses anymore. They're looking to the new one that God has put up there. They believe Joshua has been put in leadership just like Moses was. And that really is a prayer of blessing. And you know what? Prayers are so important. To pray for each other. Pray for our leaders especially. You know, in seeking God's will, I want to quote something. A man once said this: I find that the doing of the will of God leaves me no time for disputing about his plan. And if you think about that, if your goal is to want to do God's will above all things, when God asks you to do something, you want to question sometimes. No, God knows what he's doing. And we have to trust him with that, don't we? For that exactly. Praying for our leaders. That is such an important thing. And that's what he's asking. They're saying, we're going to do for you. No Christian worker can succeed to the glory of God apart from prayer. Carrie Ten Boom said this. This is great. Is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Something to think about, isn't it? What is prayer to you? Is that just a part-time thing you use once in a while? Or do you depend on it? Do you depend on it to guide your life? And we have examples where Joshua did not seek prayer one time. You remember the Gideonites? They came over there and said, "Oh, we're so far away, and will you please take us under your wing?" and this kind of things. Joshua and them agreed, and the Bible says Joshua did not seek counsel of the Lord, and they paid for that. So important. We seek God's guidance in all our life, no matter what it is, whatever he's asking us to do, that we'll seek counsel in that. We need God and we need prayer. Thirdly, this is a strange one. This may seem a little strange to us, but they assured him of their obedience to the point of death. Did you hear that? Did you get that in verse 18? Whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. You have to wonder if maybe sometimes we don't live in that. We live under grace, praise God. But if we had that hanging over us, maybe we would be more diligent sometimes in our own obeying God. It's just amazing. Jesus said, and I won't read that yet, but Matthew 6. Yes, I will read it. I want to go to Luke chapter. Turn to Luke chapter 6, if you would. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. There we are. Luke 46, starting with verse, I'm sorry, Luke 6, starting with verse 46. Why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? The Pharisees many times called him Lord or Master, but they didn't mean that. That word Lord there means master of all things. When you call him Lord, do you really believe he's the master of all things? Including your life, we have to yield him to that, do we not? In other words, they're saying, he says, you call me master, but you don't do the things, which means you're not really confessing me as Jesus, as Lord. Words are easy to say, but to actually do them is a whole different thing. And so then he gives the example here of the story of the building on a rock and building on the sand. We've heard this story. This is a different one than the other one. But I think we don't understand sometimes. In verse 48, it says, he is like the man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it did not shake, for it was founded upon a rock. This is really describing a flash flood. We've heard of that in the Palestinian area there. Apparently that was common. It was so dry that when the rains came in torrents, it was flash floods. And we know what flash floods do to houses, don't we? We've seen many pictures of that. It just carries them away. But Jesus has said, when we address him as Lord, if he's really Lord of our life, and we recognize him as that, when those floods come against us in everyday life, we will not be washed away. We will stand true because our life and our hope is built on a solid rock of Jesus. Just something to think about here. We cannot be obeying the Lord just out of convenience. We do it when we want to do it. We do it because we know it's right. And obedience is an important thing, to be sure. We have an example, of course, in the Old Testament under Joshua. There was a family that was disobedient. We remember the story of Achan, I'm sure. He rebelled against what Joshua had said and what God had said. As a result, they were put to death. So that's it. And I don't want to make it sound like we have to fear that God's going to strike us dead if we make a mistake, because we live under grace now. And as many times I should have been put to death, but his grace allows me to keep moving on. But still, the idea is that we need soldiers that are strong and courageous to do what God has said. That's the main point I wanted to bring out here. And finally, the last way they encouraged him was reminding him of the word of God. We may not see that in this verse. Go back to Joshua again, if we would. Joshua, again, 1:18. And only be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and good of courage. I think it's interesting that previously God had encouraged him in that. In fact, I think there's a little bit of progression here I wanted to follow quickly. They're all close by here. Go to Numbers chapter 13. That's back ahead of this. Numbers 13. Numbers 13. 17 to 20. I want us to read this here. This is God, or Moses, doing here. He's sending them out to the spies out here in Numbers 13, 15. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said unto them, get you this way southward and go up to the mountains and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and that the land is, and what the land is, that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities there they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strong holds. I find it interesting that he gave them quite a bit of things to look at, didn't he? There, really. And verse 20, finally, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether it be wood therein or not. And this is what I want us to see. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was come of the first fruit grapes. This is when Moses addresses the 12 altogether, okay? But Joshua was amongst this, and he heard these words, only be of good courage. Now I want us to go to Deuteronomy, the next book over, if you would, please. Bear with me. Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. Let's see here. Deuteronomy 31. I'll get it here. Verse 7. This now is when Moses is addressing Joshua. And he's already told the Israelites to be strong and of good courage. But now he addresses Joshua as getting ready to take over here. And so he addresses him and says, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with the people into the land which the Lord hath given and sworn unto thee to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. So Joshua has heard this word many times. Now, I'm going somewhere, so bear with me on this, okay? Now I want to go back to Joshua 1, if you would, just right over the next book here. Joshua 1, verse 8. God is talking to Joshua here. He's preparing Joshua for what he's supposed to do. And this is what he says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt be of good success. What is What is that book of the law he talks about? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. In fact, he tells him you're supposed to meditate on it day and night, God tells him. This is something we not forget, but you know what? This shows to us that Moses is credited for writing the first five books, which is known as the Torah. And in those books is the law. And included in us in that law was these, every time it was told them to be strong and be of good courage, that was written in the law. And I find it interesting that God is telling Joshua, you need to focus on that law. Meditate on it. Make it a part of your life. So I ask the question here, how do we find courage? Where do we find courage? By looking to the Word, do we not? By looking to the law. I think that's very important that God got that book. Where Moses found the time to write these five books, I have no idea, but he wrote those books before God took him home. We really believe that. And it was ready for Joshua to have something to hang on to go back and be encouraged. I think that's so neat as I thought about this. The same applies to us today, friends. Are we in a battle? I want us to go to Ephesians chapter 6. We're well acquainted with this chapter in this church. But I want you to notice what Paul says to them. Ephesians 6:10. Yeah. What does Paul tell the believers that they're to do? Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then he goes on in the next verses and talks about the battle we're in, spiritual battle. It's wicked. It's real. It's harsh. The enemy is everywhere trying to destroy and work in people's lives. But where are we going to find courage? In the Lord. Where are we going to find courage? It's in God's word. We are told to meditate on God's word just like Joshua was told. We need to have that courage, that strength. That's where we're going to find it. You probably know this, but whenever a communist country takes over another country, the first thing they do is take the Bibles away. They don't want people reading the Bible because they know the strength and power in that mighty word. Oh, my friends, may that be encouragement to us as we battle in our life today. I just feel led to tell this. I told this in the Sunday school class, but I think it's worth repeating. We're talking about God working today around the world. We know about the battle that's going on in Ukraine right now and how Russia is just destroying that country. We found out from a missionary that's worked in that area that there's a part of Ukraine that's been conquered by Russia. And Ukrainians are living in that area, but other Ukrainians can't go in there and help them. That place is devastated. No buildings, no water, no nothing. You know who's helping them? Christian Russians. The Russian church is coming into that place because they are allowed in there because they're Russians. And they're bringing food. They're bringing medical help. And one unique thing to me that I thought was amazing, one guy built up a trailer that he's made into a shower house. And he goes into these towns and he offers them hot showers. And they said, they cry. We haven't had a shower in a year, they say, you know. I just tell you that you'll never hear that in the news, but God is working. They said, they sit down afterwards, have tea with them and eat with them and witness to them. And Ukrainians are coming to the Lord in that way. So I say that to encourage you. God is working today in spite of it all. I want us to turn in your hymn books to 568. I changed, Liz, I'm sorry. 568. I think this is a great way to quit here. 568. I'd like this to be a challenge to, as it is to me. We are soldiers of Jesus Christ, and we're in a war. And I love this song. Soldiers of Christ, arise and put your armor on, strong in strength which God supplies through his eternal Son. Strong in the Lord of hosts and in his mighty power, who in strength of Jesus trusts is more than conquerors. May this be our challenge today as we go from here, that we will be soldiers of Christ, bold in our witness, not ashamed, knowing that we're on the right road. And whatever God may ask you to do, He'll go with you. And may we encourage each other. We should, you know, we talked about encouraging the leaders, but we need to encourage each other in this battle that we're in. Let's stand. I want to sing all three of these verses this morning. Soldiers of Christ, arise. Let's be soldiers in this day we live in today. Again, we just want to offer, if somebody would like to have us to pray with you about something, please let us know. We'd be glad to meet with you. Father, thank you this morning that you are a mighty God. Help us not to be like the Pharisees and call you Lord, Lord, but yet we don't do the things you ask us to do. Give us boldness. We have a mighty God who knows all things. Help us to be faithful in this fight we're in. Not fear the enemy, because we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Thank you for those great victories. Be with us as we go to our separate places now, I pray, and bring us back safely tonight. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.